Off-Trail Learning. This is Blake Bowles. We have new podcast episodes coming. I've already interviewed a number of guests and more are on their way, so look forward to that. This is a quick update about my sabbatical. In the previous episode, which I recorded in December 2020, I described my desire to take a step back from work, lower my daily dosage of technology, and indulge my own self-directed learning. So here's an update on how it's going. First of all, my winter summer camp idea did not happen. I wanted to go to Argentina and Chile, but they would not really let me in. I was a bit optimistic about my prospects. I did end up going to a different South American country, Brazil, which in hindsight was perhaps not the best decision, but I got back safely and I got to meet some really cool people when I was there. I can also report that it is extremely humid in Brazil in January, in case you're wondering. As far as indulging my own self-directed learning, I got to spend a few weeks road tripping the Southwest recently, this spring in March and April. And I've had this long time interest in river and water issues, specifically surrounding the Colorado River, which is a major feature of the American Southwest. And so I drove around to a bunch of dams and aqueducts and talked to park rangers and wrote everything that I discovered up in a blog post, which is available on my website, blakebowles.com. So if you want to get pretty nerdy about water issues with me, go check that out. I think you'll enjoy it. I also got to take a good step back from work and from technology. I joined my friend's gap year program, the High Desert Center Gap Year Program, run by Dev Carey and his wife Marion. Dev is a previous guest of this podcast, and that was a lot of fun. I've also been editing the Teenage Liberation Handbook, Grace Llewellyn's third and final edition of the book. And the book is fully edited. It's now in the publishing process, and I'm super proud of it. And so I'll definitely have to get Grace back onto the podcast to discuss the third edition of the book once it comes out later this year. I did manage to not write my email newsletter once in March. It is very difficult to step away from work when work is so... when you enjoy your work. This is something I've learned during this sabbatical. It's an interesting challenge. And it was difficult for me to stay away from podcasting also. This is just such a fabulous medium for having interesting discussions with people. And so while I was able to not record any episodes for a few months, then I started inviting people. And so that's why we have new episodes coming. A few other interesting updates. I'll be running some in-person programs for teenagers in Los Angeles this summer in mid-July. You can check that out on my homepage. And that is using the curriculum I developed for Self-Directed Learning 101, how to be a self-directed learner, how to make the most of your freedom as an alternatively educated teenager. I'm still super excited for this content. The Unschool Adventures Round the World trip, which was supposed to happen in January and February 2021, and then got pushed back to January and February 2022, is just not going to happen now. The world is not ready for multi-country travel yet, and I'm not sure when it will be. So instead, I am scheming a potential Unschool Adventures group teen trip to some country in Latin America, so either Central or South America, in January and February of 2022. And I think it'll be a lot more reasonable to go to one country or maybe a couple neighboring countries instead of doing an around-the-world trip. This might be the worst time ever to do an around-the-world trip. And so you can find more details about that on unschooladventures.com. And last but not least, I have a fun idea for this fall, for October and November. As you might be aware, I've been interested in connecting teenagers from North America with teenagers from Europe and other parts of the world to do exchanges and homestays. I had a very influential homestay experience in the country of Chile when I was 14, and that made a big difference in my life in many different ways. And I think that exchanges between homeschooled, unschooled, and alternatively schooled families, especially between Western Europe and North America, is something that we need more of. And maybe I can be the person to bring more of this to the world. And so I'm thinking that I can go... Oh, man. This is just an excuse for me to go on another adventure. Let's be honest here. I'm thinking that I can go on a bike trip, a bike tour, around the major Western European countries like Germany, France, Spain, and Portugal in fall of this year. I'm almost fully vaccinated. I'm feeling optimistic again. Maybe this is folly, but I'm feeling optimistic again about my ability to safely go to another part of the world and go meet a bunch of families who might become homestay and exchange hosts for American and Canadian teenagers, and maybe even it can go both ways. And so North American teens can go over and stay with a family for a few months in Europe, and then the host brother or sister there, teenager there, can then come back and stay with the family in America or Canada. So going on this bike trip to meet potential host families could be a big step in that direction. All right, that's what's been going on in my sabbatical. Maybe I should call it a semi-sabbatical. Look forward to a new episode of Off Trail Learning coming soon.